Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen Food Fight? Those knows a yes.
Justin, you seem pretty excited about this. It's a scary movie, huh?
It is.
It's one
it's
way
terrifying.
To put it.
How do you know if you haven't seen it?
I have seen it.
Oh. How long has it been? It's this movie. It's been out for a while.
Yeah, right? It's been a while, but
not
too soon.
Enough. Yeah.
Hashtag too soon for Food Fight. Ooh, I'm excited. I've heard things, but
yeah.
I've never seen it.
Surely you know
it.
Of this movie, right?
I know it was stuck in, like, development hell. It's a terrible CGI movie from what I hear. Mm-hmm. Abysmal voice acting. I don't know too far beyond that. I've kind of avoided, like, shows or reviews talking about it too much because I haven't watched it.
We'll talk about this a lot.
It seems like a very memed movie, yeah. Oh, ooh. Food Fight. So,
what do you think it's going to be about?
Right. So if this is your first time joining us, if you don't know what we do here on Have You Seen, the person or people, in this case me, who hasn't seen the movie, has to break it down and give a short elevator pitch on what they think it's going to be about. Based on my knowledge.
You know Charlie Sheen is on it.
Oh, I hate this. I hate it already, even before I get to the description. Food's gonna, it's going to be food.
Did you know Charlie Sheen was in it?
I knew somebody big was in it. I knew one of the 2.5 men was in it. not sure which the half man was in it.
Yeah.
I know
Ashton Kutcher.
It's like a food fight, which means it's like Toy Story of the fucking food store. Like the grocery market, the whatever. Mm. Oh, this is going to be so bad. Because you know they didn't get the rights to any like major brands except for like one, and that's probably the hero of the fucking movie. Like, the oatmeal guy will save us. He's licensed.
Quaker Oats to save the day.
I have no idea who the bad guy is going to be. Like, who would be the antagonist in a food movie other than the people eating it? But
who is the antagonist in Toy Story?
Wait. Oh, I just got chills, guys. All over my body. I just got deathly afraid that we were watching Sausage Party.
No.
No,
I have not seen that, but I hope not. If you put that on your list,
I haven't seen Sausage Party either. I don't think any of us have seen it.
I put it on one day, and I did not get through it.
It's one of the few Seth Rogen movies I've never tried to watch.
It is.
It's just like totally immature humor, but not like Austin Powers immature humor, just like mid-aughts.
Yeah, if Austin Powers was tasteful humor, this was like late Family Guy style humor, just shock and awe, and everything's like a butt or a pussy or a dick joke.
A South Park episode is what you're saying.
Something South Park would mock, like not even that though. Like, yeah. So Food Fight, there's gotta be some baddie, and I have no idea what it is. If this is like a, because who fucking cares? It's food. Like, what do food care about? Do they not want to get eaten? Do they want to get eaten? I guess the thing that would bother them is not being in the store anymore. But, okay.
Food friends.
It's kind of a lose-lose situation for them because they either get bought and eaten or they get thrown out and destroyed.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm in a dumpster spoiling. I could have fed somebody. Guess I have no purpose anymore.
You think there's going to be songs?
Oh my god. Oh my
I forget if there were songs in this movie. I want to say there were.
If Charlie Sheen sing
a
song.
I'm a bowl of applesauce. And I'm looking in the lost and found for you. I have no idea. I hope not. Oh, that's scary. That's a scary thought, though. Like, song and dance numbers, like, really shittily choreographed and animated CGI food dancing, like the Flubber movie. Have you seen Flubber?
I'm not.
It's a Robin Williams movie. It is a Robin Williams movie. Not one of the best.
That's what I've heard. I haven't seen it for a reason.
So over under that there's a Randy Newman song in this movie.
Oh, no way. It didn't have the budget for that, I don't think. We could dream.
By Randy Newman song, I mean a song where the lyrics are describing what the person is doing.
Oh, okay, not a licensed. I'm thinking a custom Randy Newman song for Food Fight, but they could have licensed an old one. Like, all of a sudden, you got a friend in me. Yeah. Starts playing, and it's like a hot dog walking with a hamburger or something. And I'm supposed to learn a message. There's no hamburgers in grocery stores.
This sounds
they
like
be cooked.
A script that Andy and I wrote once. That we never filmed.
Sure. This is all it should have been.
In high school drama class.
Mm-hmm.
We had a whole script that we wrote about the condiment wars, where it was like ketchup and fighting against mustard and
okay.
mayonnaise. And
the only time something like that is accessible, like works, is Demolition Man. When you have the franchise wars for fast food,
sure.
And Taco Bell is the only winner. And it's like, it's one scene and it never comes up again. Can't make a move. I mean, never
There's
mind.
There's going to be stop motion.
I take that back. I'll watch the movie about Taco Bell winning the franchise wars. If it's anime. No,
you
want
to see the scene where, like, Colonel Sanders is clutching to the top of the cliff and the chihuahua dog comes and bites his fingers and he falls into the...
Oh, yeah. Epic war scene.
It's all owned by the same companies, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, just like... Yeah, you think anybody fighting anybody in Marvel isn't owned by Marvel? There's no stakes there.
Why
Marvel
is Taco
wins.
Bell the only one left? Taco Bell also owns KFC.
No. Not in the future. They sacrificed KFC to get the Battle of the Burger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's because of that new... The taco chicken
Sir,
sandwich.
We've lost the formula. The top secret herbs and spices. They died with the colonel. He didn't pass them on to anyone. See, how are you going to continue that after some great fast food war? Not only did they win the fast food war, they won the restaurant war.
Mm-hmm.
Taco
They're
Bell
the only
out.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
I watched it.
This is probably going to have dystopian vibes just like that.
Are there going to be people?
Ooh.
You think that, like,
if there
there's going to be a hot dog walking down the aisle.
I don't want to see that in the first place.
Rounds the corner and he, like, stops walking and falls over and they're like, oh, I got to throw this loose hot dog away.
Oh, you wouldn't just find it and be like, ooh, ground hot dog and start eating it or put it in your pocket for later? Now, when you say hot dog, is it outside the bun or with the bun? Because they're two separate entities at the store.
Yeah, they are two separate. So it's just a hot dog.
Yeah.
No bun.
It's just a hot dog on the ground. And that's this whole movie. Anytime people see them, they freeze and just flop down. But instead of Toy Story, where you're just like, all right, there's a toy on the ground. You're like, why are there 17 jars of mayonnaise marching across the frozen food aisle? I've worked grocery stores. Weird shit happens. You work the late shift cleaning them, and you're mopping up, and you're like, yeah, all this stuff could come alive. It's 3 a.m., and you're inhaling all those chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this movie is. Some weird nighttime worker's fever dream. Just like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So we're going to get to it?
Yeah, this movie's exactly like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Hamburger came back, but they'd given him a lobotomy and he just wasn't the same. It gets real dark in the food wars of Food Fight. The great food battles of aisle 7. I saw mayonnaise slung off the bows of great battleships on aisle 7. All right, we're going to get to it. We're going to watch Food Fight from, well, some year. Did this ever come out technically?
I think so.
Like, did this have a theatrical release? Or was this, like, leaked in massive parts and fans edited it together?
I want to say I got a DVD
in 12.
Okay. Official release. The year the Earth ended. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It has a box office, so...
Hmm. Maybe limited theater runs.
Somebody was excited. You know how much it made in the box office? We can save that for later.
Yeah, that juicy...
We gotta know the budget first.
Juicy trivia. We'll get into that after we come back with Josh's favorite movie, Food Fight.
It's just the first one on my list. Don't put words in my mouth. There are much better movies than this. And we're back having watched Food Fight.
Ooh, more like suffered Food Fight. Ugh. I would have rather sat in a gross 1970s college, like, frat food house in real life and got covered in, like, cafeteria pudding and chicken nuggets.
That would have been like better than this experience. This was like the agony I felt as a 12-year-old being forced to go grocery shopping.
Really? Is that like a laborious task for you?
Yeah.
Explain.
I hated shopping.
Really?
Any kind of shopping.
How come?
It's boring.
Okay. I get that sometimes. Like, usually if I'm shopping for clothes.
I love grocery shopping now.
Okay. So you didn't get to pick what you got.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Okay. So you had.
Just exactly like this movie.
Oh. I get that. You're walking around in the grocery store and you're like seeing all this good stuff. Just like you, like, breeze through Netflix or Hulu or HBO and you find all these good movies. But then, like, this one, it falls off the shelf because a rat bumped it from behind. And it hits into your cart and then, like, a bag of flour falls on top of it. So you don't even know you pay for it by the time you're in the car. You get home and you're unloading your groceries and Food Fight comes out. And you're like, I paid for this? And you're like, I've heard things about it, but I've never tried it. So you open it up and you follow the instructions and you're like, nope, that might have ruined the pan. That was so bad.
Yeah, this was a doomed venture.
Oh my goodness.
I think we all knew that. Like, this movie's been on my list for a while. We finally got into it.
We finally struck... Crap.
I felt like I got hit in the head.
Oh, this was a
like I suffered a concussion.
We've seen it twice, right?
I suffered a concussion watching this movie.
It
was impressively bad.
It is impressively bad. It's crazy looking because the first scene is like people leaving the supermarket and all the lights turning off and things going pitch black. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of scary. And you're like, okay, what if it has a really interesting art style? That could be fun to watch. No, because all of a sudden everything's blasted with light.
Do you think...
And the really aisles are like...
Bad, like, this CGI is literally some of the worst CGI.
Well, the aisles are like cities of CGI and like products and like whatever product
like
was
mixture,
on that aisle.
It's like a mixture of Toy Story and Ready Player One.
Yeah,
because each of their sections.
Sure. The
like,
salty chip aisle, the frozen food aisle.
You go into the.
It's like a dimension, a door.
I think it was the salsa lady. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
she had like a bar that people went into.
That was our who's our main character, Josh?
Dex Dog Detective.
Dex Dog Detective owns a bar called like the Luna. The Luna Banana.
Yeah.
That might be a fun nightclub. You want to go to the Luna Banana? They're open late. He owns a nightclub. Well, okay, never mind. I'm jumping ahead. Because it starts 6 months in the past, really big weird time skip, and we see two worlds. The human world and the product world.
It just immediately, I couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
It immediately looks like shit. The very first thing you see looks like a really bad intro to like one of those like 90s click and learn games.
Wow. Yeah, I had to, that's, I rarely rewind to see things or hear things again.
And
I
did twice this
movie. Twice this movie. One was the intro because it's the text that flies on screen. It's like splat, 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 yellow and red on a white background. Mm-hmm. And then words come in and like smash it, but the stuff that smashes then stretches out and doesn't become anything else. It just now has a background behind it and says food fight. We're 6 months in the past. There's a dog in love with a little girl.
A little girl cat.
Raisin girl.
A raisin girl cat. And he's a dog detective.
Played by Hilary Duff.
A serial dog detective.
Played by Charlie Sheen.
Vast age difference
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's a good love
also,
connection.
Also, in the characters, like, he's a grizzly.
He's a dog.
Grizzly
and she's
old
a cat.
Like, dog.
What the
detector.
Fuck are we doing?
But he's like more dog than person, and she's more person than cat. Like she just has cat ears.
He
oh
looks
yeah.
Like he's,
and like
he's
that's
a,
it.
He's a ripoff of Gruff McGruff the Crime Dog.
Yeah, 100%. He's got sometimes. Sometimes he's a rip-off of that. Sometimes he's doing Casablanca in a white fucking suit.
This whole movie wants to be Casablanca.
And sometimes he's doing Indiana Jones straight up. But yeah, you're right. In the beginning, he's dressed like McGruff. He's got the fedora, the long brown trench coat. He's talking about taking a bite out of cereal. This is so fucking weird because it's just corporate icons. And
most of them are fake, too.
Yeah, a lot of made-up ones. So when you see one that's real, kind of interspersed in there, it lasts for a second, mm-hmm. and you're like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. And quite a few real products.
They had Mr. Yeah. Clean.
Yeah, Ready the Fish.
A couple of them were blinking, you miss it, though.
Hawaiian,
Twinkie was
Hawaiian
in there for
punch
like
guy.
Half yeah. a second. Yep, Hawaiian Punch Guy gave a guy a glass of something. Wasn't red. The guy drank it, and then Hawaiian Punch Guy socked him. Killed him right there on the street. Okay.
The death in this movie.
So, the dog is going to marry the cat. And
with his poor carrot
keeps
ring.
Keeps getting interrupted by his jackass friend, who is
Daredevil Dan.
Is it chocolate squirrel or something?
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
He is. He's definitely chocolate.
Didn't get squirrel, though. I was trying to figure
like
out what...
a chipmunk
some
or
kind
something.
Of animal, yeah.
Some animal.
He's made of chocolate. This
he's definitely
for later.
100% an icon. They call him Ikes in this movie.
Yeah, sure they do.
For chocolate.
Of some sort.
Some sort of chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate planes. Little chocolate planes. That could be a thing in this movie.
Yeah.
He keeps getting interrupted by him. He's also writing a pretty intricate sky message that's a picture of like the dog proposing to the cat, and he's like, oh, I gotta finish it by doing the loop-de-loop, and it's like, you drew a fucking sky portrait of two people and you haven't gone upside down once, and everybody's watching and it's like built to be dramatic. Camera movements in this, they zoom up on everybody and they're just like, he's not gonna make it, and then it goes to somebody else and it's like, is it my line? Oh, he's not gonna make it. And it sounds like they're recording their voice through a telephone.
Except for Charlie Sheen.
He's
and
in
Hilary Duff.
Yeah, they're in a studio booth, but everybody else is just like ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
He's not gonna make it.
And that's all they got.
I don't understand how this movie exists.
No.
With the people that are in it.
You have to
It's got
fund it through food, right? You have to be like, hey, Tuna Man, give me $100 million and I'll put your character in the movie for longer than Chips Ahoy's in it.
I could see if this was just like a bunch of voice actors. Like, you just grab random people and make this movie.
You try.
Throw it out. Sure.
Yeah.
But this has Charlie Sheen.
Not Hilary
Duff.
His voice work.
Eva Longoria.
Hilary Duff played a cartoon in her show, right?
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire? Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's like little cartoon segments in there.
I could see that working then. She's voice acted her own stuff.
Eva Longoria, Wayne Brady, Christopher Lloyd, Chris Kattan, Larry Miller, Ed Asner.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
they all agreed. Because they read this script.
They got told, this is the next Toy Story. This is how the pitch meeting went. This is the next Toy Story. But instead, having toys nobody's heard of, like a stupid cowboy, be like if they got Legos. Like, that's how they convinced them. They're like, we got big name companies that are behind this. They're going to have their corporate mascots. It's going to be this whole magical world. Kids are going to love grocery shopping now. And they're going to be like, hey, I want to get the Starkist tuna because I saw him save the world.
Yeah. And he referenced Casablanca a lot, which I love as a little kid. How many Casablanca references were in this?
I think one. It just never ended.
The whole movie?
One long Casablanca reference. Yeah. Yeah. Some real deep cuts in here. So the cat raisin girl gets kidnapped or disappears. We don't know why. We find out that icons, if they're killed in the icon world, they die in real life.
Yeah.
They get
except for Shit Weasel.
He can't die. He is immortal. Whatever his product is will never go out of fashion, whatever Shit Weasel's selling. This is depressing.
I had the feeling like maybe he was like off-brand stuff. Because he had, like, everything.
That was what was so weird about it. Yeah. So, Brand X comes in.
Is that Brand X, too?
Brand X comes in and is, like, Kirkland. Or, like, the Walmart Select brand, if you're there, I guess. It's, like, the big store brand. I guess, but even at those places, it doesn't knock out the rest of the food. I predicted it, right? I said the only scary thing for a thing in this food store is being not in the food store anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's what was happening. You kill their Ike and people don't buy them anymore. They get put in the discontinued bin. Somehow the salespeople are like, I don't like this anymore on my shelves, and just throw it over their shoulder. No hot dogs?
No.
Too hard to animate. Dogs. That nice, just round, long shape.
Looked too much like a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. As if this movie's not horny as hell. Are you serious? The chocolate pilot thing straight up sexually harasses a woman in his introduction.
And gets sexually harassed himself.
Quite often by a bat. Is this meant to be like Count Chocula in bat form?
Yeah, it's Count Vlad. It's a knockoff Count Chocula.
But if like Count Chocula turned into a bat, this is what he would look like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you get Mr. Clean, but not Count Chocula.
That was a really weird interaction for a kid's movie. He was horny as fuck for this chocolate
squirrel.
He
never learned to fuck it. And there was no like innuendo about it. He was like,
get over here.
Yeah. Ooh, mood music.
Yeah. So Brand X comes in and it is not shy. It's like
they're just Nazis.
Yeah, they're Nazis. Yes,
they come in and like
their whole plot is to get the undesirables and take them to the elimination chamber.
Expiration station.
Christopher Lloyd is like the human embodiment of it. He is janky looking. He's like a bug wearing a human suit.
I knew he had to be
there's
robot or
something wrong with it. He's like moving and spastic and jerky.
Which is saying something for this movie. That we're like, that guy doesn't look right. And noticing it because
the animation is so strange. And in Ike world form, it's a dominatrix lady.
Yeah.
She's like a cleaning product or something.
No, she's a prune. lady.
Oh, yeah, she ended up being, right.
Yeah. So she comes in, and the first time everybody sees her, they, like, smoke comes out of their ears and their eyes pop out. No, they can't animate that. Nothing. There's a lot
They can animate ooze.
They can animate a lot
There's
of ooze.
There's a lot of
short-lived
explosion
gas.
Into gas and smoke and ooze.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
The same special effect. They're like, you know what looks really good, boss? If a building's exploding, you put a little, like, dust flying away
yeah.
from it. But, like, a flower bag exploded
yeah.
every time. And you can color it. However you want.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if you just throw, like, there'll be a scene.
Yeah.
The food fight, right?
Okay.
Where you take a donut.
Yeah.
And chuck it off the roof.
Oh, and it, like, sticks to somebody like a life preserver and they can't move their arms.
No, it explodes into goo.
Okay, what else you got? What other sort of food in this fight?
Okay, how about watermelons?
Oh, those could crush people real easily and maybe, like, roll.
No, it
like
explodes into goo.
Giant boulders is what I was going to say.
Explodes
but, huh.
into goo.
All right, let's hear another one. Any other foods?
You know this whipped cream that could, you could shoot it like a rocket at people.
Oh.
And it explodes
yeah.
into gas.
Wait,
white
the one
gas.
Thing that would turn into goo turns into gas?
Sometimes it's green gas. If you look real close.
You're hired. Both of you.
Also, there's lightning and fire. Sometimes.
Yeah, ketchup turns into fire.
Ketchup turns into straight up magma. It's, oh my god.
Why did the ketchup not look like goo?
The one thing
that was goo.
There were pickles that turned into giant green clouds.
Oh my god! We forgot the craziest scene in this movie.
What?
Where they're being chased by the really fat, ugly Nazi lady.
Okay, so there's like three
across the store.
Three Nazi toughs that are under the main
dominatrix lady. Yeah.
There's the tall green guy
who's coming all the time.
All the time.
He's just on the verge of climax. Yeah. Every time.
There's the tiny potato chippy looking guy who's like got the things kind of skin.
He's like a klutz.
And
it
a really
like
big cat.
He kept messing things up.
He kept stabbing people off screen. A lot of those gags where
he off his own pants.
Throw his sword and you're like, ah, Wilhelm scream.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't afford the Wilhelm scream.
Oh my god, can't afford the Wilhelm scream.
In Hollywood, there's a box you go up to. And it's like, please deposit 25 cents for rights to use the Wilhelm screen.
Can't do it.
It's hand-painted on there. And that's how you use it in Hollywood. Oh. So, yeah, they're Oh, and the third one is this woman who looks like a caricature of the older woman from Goonies. Like, just a hideous, old, like,
sure.
fat woman. And it's like, what the fuck is this? What food do they represent?
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything here has to represent
food. That was kind of the problem I had with the whole movie.
The tall guy kind of looked lizardy.
Yeah.
The yellow guy.
It's the lizard tails from Terror Vision.
The little dude kind of had some kind of weird texture to his skin.
I feel like he showed up right after they killed the potato chip guy.
He might have been potato chip.
And they said he was like the new potato chip sergeant or whatever. Because the old potato chip guy was like a sea captain or a pirate.
Yeah, the salt and pepper, codfish, whatever. I don't know.
Right. Oh my.
They're getting chased by the ham lady, and they have to get across the store, right?
Yeah, and this is whenever they're trying to get across the store during the daytime.
People
are monstrous. The way they think people look and the way they render them. They must have had 27 animators across the world not communicating with each other, animating different parts of this movie and slamming them together. Because, like, Cat Girl looks like something straight out of an Instagram ad. It's like, click here. Dogman just looks like fucking McGruff, the crime dog.
He's the most detailed.
Humans
sure.
look like rough digital sketches of, like, background characters from Shrek or some shit. Like, it's all over the place aesthetically.
And they move like mechanical monsters just like pushing
boom, boom,
their
boom,
shopping
boom, boom,
carts. Like,
and it's way too fast.
Nature.
Yeah. The timing and everything is really far off.
It's like they have the jilted movements of horror movie creatures.
Yeah. And they get into, like, this confrontation where they're fighting amongst the carts going back and forth in the aisles. Way too many people in these aisles. Going both ways. It's hard to tell when someone actually dies in this. Right?
Yeah.
There's a straight-up murder where the penguin, somebody flies, one of those mosquitoes, there's big mechanical mosquitoes, too.
Yeah.
What food are they?
But anyway, this crazy scene.
The penguin just gets straight-up, like, syringed in the back of the head and dies.
Yeah.
Just a quick death out of nowhere.
Is they're trying to hop across, mm-hmm. and they get to, like, the bottom of these, hop across, our hero, Dex Dog Detective, of course, makes the cross no problem. But
Dog Detective? Mm-hmm. What kind of cereal is it?
Daredevil Dan.
What's it got in it? Dogs? Little dog-shaped pieces? Magnifying glasses?
Maybe. He's got marshmallow bits.
Mm.
Little magnifying glasses.
You gotta have marshmallow bits, yeah.
Anyway, Daredevil Dan gets trapped at the bottom of one of the, like, bottom compartments of a shopping cart.
Yes.
And the lady's with him about to beat him to death with this big ham thing that she always has.
It's a weapon and a snack.
Yeah.
Because she's like eating chunks out of it and just beating the shit out of people.
And it's like Thor's hammer because it returns to her when she throws it.
Oh my god, a boomerang ham?
Yeah.
Take this. Munch, munch, munch.
And then... Dex Dog Detective comes flying into the screen.
Oh my god, yeah, okay.
Riding a soda bottle.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Anything bit until it does.
It's just him flying on
the soda bottle. It just floats in.
He's controlling it like it has a steering wheel.
Yeah. And then
they go across, like,
she hits it with the ham.
Which causes it to foam and fly forward. Like, it was already flying.
The cap.
You didn't need to do the foam thing.
That's what rocketed them upwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a problem when they fly into the frozen food world.
Mm-hmm.
They teleport in when soon as they hit, like, the section.
Yeah, they go into the
frozen food world, mm-hmm. and they're flying, like, slowly over it through it, and they're yelling down directions to their friend. But when they exit it, they don't just leave the freezer. They pop through, like, a paper mask of what the freezer is. Like
it was a fake.
Like, if you were a human and reached into this freezer, you just hit, like, a paper wall and tear it away. There's a dark void behind it, and you hear bells, and, like, there's a strange smell, and it's way too cold, and you crawl in there, and nobody ever sees you again.
You have to break through it like a football team going through their banner.
Yeah.
You're like, psh, grab the milk.
I don't understand a lot of what's going on in this. I understand even less of how it was made. This is nuts. Oof.
Yeah. This is a tough one to get through.
Yeah, it really was. The animation is abysmal. It's way too bright. You can see by the background sometimes they know how to light a scene. They're just not doing it to the characters.
I'm gonna just give you quick screenshots of horror of what we just watched to jog your memory.
Uh-huh.
Here's Dex. There's the shopping humans.
Wait, give me that for a second. So, the kid is functional. That could be like a Rugrats.
Yeah, it looks like a Hey Arnold mixed with
the
Rugrats.
The adult is
like
a monster. The adult is just a straight up monster.
There's Mr. Shitweasel. Everybody's favorite character.
So, wait. Let's stop and talk about him a little one by one.
Uh-huh.
Dex. Highly rendered. More rendered than any other character in the movie. His fur, non-existent, just brown. His jacket had fur.
Uh-huh.
He didn't. I thought that was a strange choice.
Yeah.
His jacket was really highly rendered. Like, they started with the jacket and lost money from there. The weasel, he's really...
He looks oily.
But it's a consistent weird. It's not, like, super glossy.
That's why we called him a shit weasel, because it looks like shit.
Yeah.
It literally looks like he's made of turds.
And every time he jumps into something or gets squashed or by cries. Something, like, shit flies out. Like, brown shit, gas, and goo, because that's the only special effects they have.
Mm-hmm.
He cried shit at one point.
Yeah, he did.
So I don't know what's going on with that.
Here's another picture.
Stop. Wait, hold it fucking still for a second.
Well,
that's
the human.
Yeah, the quote-unquote human with a capital H.
There's Mr. Daredevil Dan.
Now, I feel like the human guy, Christopher Lloyd, had an... go back to that for a second. I feel like he had an interesting outfit picked out for him. Like, they were like, hey, let's take a... like, Sid Vicious and mix it with corporate mascot, like Ronald McDonald. And have him move in a real herky-jerky kind of nightmarish fashion.
He's got, like,
a long black trench coat, really bright orange and red pants, and hair that's like a mohawk spiked up like skunk
different shoes. He's got, like, one red shoe and, like, one white and black shoe.
I didn't catch that. He's got the skunk hair spiked up.
Didn't she make a more convincing robot? Like, half the people in the Icon Land look like...
So there's a moment... Yeah.
She looks like a person.
Yeah. Catgirl looks like a person as well. She's a person too with cat ears.
And the little whiskers.
Sure. She paints those on every morning. there's a moment where they look up in...
The cat ears are just a headband.
Yeah.
They like have their wedding night and Dex is like, what the fuck is this?
She's like, oh, you gave me a ring? I'll give you my ears. And puts her cat ears on Dex. And now he has dog ears and cat ears. So, they look up across the city of Ike things, and Christopher Lloyd's character is in Imagination World. And he's stomping on mascots. And it's like, how'd he get here? I thought this was like their made-up Toy Story world. They said they could go to our world, which makes sense. Sure, they can't exist without us. I guess. But I didn't know you could go into their world. You know, how much drugs did he take when he entered the store to be like, I have to go to the mascot's world until I can kill them all that way? Because if you die in mascot world, nobody buys your products anymore.
It somehow affects purchasing power.
This is quickly resolved. Because tiny mascots for food and... other products fight him and trip him, and he falls and dies in one hit. Kind of like a...
There's the poster.
Yeah?
Why is the penguin so prominent?
He was a lovable character. So they trip him, like in Gulliver's Travels, the Lilliputians, and he cracks open, his head just fucking explodes, and the woman comes out.
Yeah.
And it's her human robot mech that she uses to influence the real world. She made Brand X.
She did. Because she got recalled because she was an ugly old prune lady that nobody buyed.
Went down to Brazil and got plastic surgery.
She did. As an icon.
Yeah.
A corporate mascot.
Yeah.
Went to Brazil.
And got illegal.
And got illegal plastic surgery.
Uh-huh.
To turn into a hot... dominatrix lady.
To come back to the same grocery store.
To come back to a grocery store and wreak her revenge.
With this weird... Well, what did the cat girl have to do? She had to do something.
She fought her because Dex would
Because she
her.
Was...
She no, it was something with the perfume. She was like part of the secret.
So you took her
she was also raisins. People like cute cat girl raisins. They don't like ugly fat lady prunes.
But they were like using I remember there was like a plot line.
Oh, do you remember science?
That there
they,
was a
they
plot
took
line.
Her essence. Yeah.
They did. There
that's
was a
what,
plot
that's,
line.
Oh, that's what Brand X was.
Yeah, I'm saying why are we trying to understand it? Yes. They needle injected, they sucked out essence from one person. Okay. They turned it into a perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that made Dex dog really like prune lady. Prune
yes.
Lady gets slapped so hard she loses her plastic surgery.
Okay, you said that with no hesitation.
I'm just gonna.
That is terrifying CGI that Justin's showing us.
And they kept doing close-ups of these people's faces. I'm like, why? You're not doing yourself any favors.
That looks like The Sims 2. Like, this is bad CGI.
Really bad.
Bad for, like, bad cutscenes.
Toy Story 3 came out 2 years before this movie.
And they're supposed to look like dead-eyed dolls. Like, and there's more life to them. These are supposed to look like living icons of products. That whole premise still rubs me the wrong way. That we're just, like, living embodiments of food products and, like, cleaning products.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm supposed to care at all?
You're supposed to care, Mr. Clean Safety.
Yeah. These products who came in and beat the shit out of small town mom and pop stores, like, I'm supposed to care that they're in trouble now because there's an over-encompassing brand that's going to take them all out, as if they're not under the same brand umbrellas
already.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
It's not a very good premise.
I think we've talked about it enough. Josh, this is your movie. You brought it here. In a sense, you recommended it to us.
You dropped this turd on our doorstep.
I might recommend this movie if you're in for a show. Like, this is...
You have to watch
this. This is quite something.
With friends to experience it, just making fun of it. Like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a good make fun of it movie. It's unbelievable that this
movie
exists.
There are songs.
There are a lot of songs.
There are a lot of songs that are really bad. They're very one-dimensional. They're just like, I have a feeling, and that is, it's a good
They had a song
feeling.
Fighting.
And they had really terrible puns the whole time that made, like, this great Casablanca joke that I'm sure had the kids roaring with laughter when Dex Detective was like, frankly, my dear, I don't give a spam.
Or this chocolate thing about to be, like, assaulted in the dark by another chocolate bat who he wasn't interested in. I'll stand close to you.
Are those melons real?
Stop.
Those are some lines from this movie.
It got really dirty, too.
It did.
Ugh.
Hey,
Dex, come here, I have a secret to show you.
There's basically like a scene where they danced like Morticia and Gomez Adams.
It was the first
time
he was in her headquarters. And they were just destroying her headquarters. It didn't seem like a dance fight. It just seemed like she was on a rampage to ruin everything in there. I didn't get that.
Here's another Daredevil Dam gem in response. This is a question he asked upon introduction of Hot Dominatrix Lady.
Give it to us.
How about some chocolate frosting?
Oh, God.
Who was this made for? This read PG, guys. PG.
This is PG?
That's hard to believe. It's a little
too... In 2012?
A little too adult.
Wow.
A little too adult.
Yeah. I'm going to pop your corn.
Justin,
yeah,
you like these lines.
No.
You like the movie?
I don't.
You recommend this?
No. It's bad. Really bad.
Would you write a product review for this movie? at the grocery store?
Yeah. Recall it right now.
Oh, my money back. It's spoiled. It smells bad. There's
I feel
so
like I should be able
jokes.
To sue the writers and directors of this movie for damages.
Yeah. This is a hard unrecommend all around.
So this movie cost $65 million estimated to make.
That's one expensive computer.
$65 million.
And somebody's nephew who took a computer editing course.
This.
Yeah.
Gross worldwide.
Mm-hmm. It was gross worldwide.
Uh-huh. $120,000.
Wow. It must have shown in one theater. That was the money from the test audience.
The popcorn sales got included, yeah.
This had to be a front.
This... is quite possibly
this is
the worst,
a mafia movie.
This is quite possibly the worst movie we've ever done.
It's up there.
Does this
down
count
there.
As a movie?
It's down there. Yeah, the length and the dialogue.
Did it have a plot?
Oh, yeah. Kind of. Not a good one, but it had one.
Sure. I couldn't follow.
There was a twist.
Yeah.
There was a lot of bad animation.
It was kind of two stretched out
animation.
There was two twists because Christopher Lloyd was a robot.
Uh-huh.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
And then she was like the ugly old prune lady. She wasn't hot. She
just
was
like Double Indemnity.
Mm-hmm.
Two twists. This movie, if you watch it in black and white, is actually a classic.
Ooh, why did the people who write this think that kids were obsessed with like classic noir movies?
Why was it so brightly lit if it was a noir? That kind of contradicts the point. Yeah. Hey, little Timmy, what are you and your friends into in 2010?
Whoa, Deanna, I don't know, Casablanca and Dames.
North by Northwest.
Big Hooters on women and grocery stores.
All right, that's all I need, little Timmy. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
sorry, it's the worst on my list right now.
It is the worst on everyone's list of everything.
I don't know. Justin's got Adam
Sandler. Josh, you were asking what the tagline for this was.
Oh, yeah.
Don't watch me. Put me back on the shelf. Expired.
A story of what happens when good food ... goes bad.
It's fine. That makes sense for the movie.
But they're not food. They're mascots of food.
Yeah.
And they don't go bad, do they?
I think that's what bugged me the most is that they were all supposed to be mascots, but we never found out what they were.
Oh my God. There How was, like, hard is it to write a clear introduction for your characters?
Yeah. Like Dex, you see like a picture.
Show them coming out of their thing. Like, have him come out of the cereal box.
Yeah.
Have Daredevil Dan fly his stupid little fighter jet thing.
Say it's nighttime, like the lights turn off.
And they'll come out of their product.
You see him in his private office, and he's a detective looking out over the city and sees the sun setting. And yeah, he walks out the front door, and it's the box of his cereal, and he closes it, and like, I'll see you tonight, babe, or whatever. And then, yeah, he goes down the street and knocks on another box. And we see inside that, and it's his friend flies out on a plane. Like, it's not that hard.
Shooting chocolate chips out of his guns or whatever the fuck.
This jumped into the middle of nonsense and stayed there, strong.
Oh my God.
I don't need an introduction for everyone, but the main two or three characters, maybe. Catgirl, I'm like, what are the stores selling Catgirl things?
They did establish you as a raisin cat.
I know, but at first they were just left to wonder.
Yeah.
Like, is it cat girl salsa? Cat girl brand beer?
She's raisins.
Oh.
Because they made a sexual joke about it.
They drink milk to get high.
Oh, yeah. He treats milk like alcohol, for
constantly
sure.
Constantly slamming it. He also takes a raisin and deflects a drone missile with it.
That one dude, it was literally like the director gave him, like, sound like you're just about to finish coming.
The tall green
every
dude.
Line.
Yeah. Yeah. He what was died
his,
coming.
He talks about how he peed himself.
His dying. Cool. His
the
dying.
The mosquito hits him in the dick. And he said, oh, I think I wet myself. It feels delicious.
Yeah, something like that. I'm like, gross.
What am I watching?
What was the line that he cursed Prune Lady with? The one that you went back to listen to?
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the second rewind.
The second rewind, he called her...
like a stinky fart bitch.
No, it was more nonsense.
I know.
Fart was in it.
Fart itch. Like,
yeah.
Wicked fart itch or something.
Yeah, but it was like...
That was in the script.
It was like... Oh, man.
It made no
it?
Sense.
Something fart itch.
Yeah, something fart itch. And we had to go back and rewind it because I was just like, the fuck did he just say? You stinky fart bitch. It's got a PG rating. Wow.
Oh, he pulled down a whole tanker with one tug. grappling.
Yeah, he went all Hulk all of a sudden. He did. Yeah,
he had a grappling hook and a pricing gun.
He had a grappling hook gun and a grappling hook that he used on a rope.
Yeah,
several grappling hook concepts. He had a pricing gun that was once a grappling hook, but later shot out like expired stickers and wrapped a dude up somehow. Really not well thought out.
The expiration station was like where they went to die.
It was just a, yeah, it was bad. If you want to listen to this or any of the other podcasts we've talked about tonight that we've done, you can find them on podcasts.com or the Apple Podcast app under FapCheck. Have you seen Amazeballs and What About Wrestling? You can find us on YouTube under FapCheck. FapCheck@gmail.com and Facebook under FapCheck, where we post regularly for October. We're doing a sort of 31 days of October horror recommendations. Some of them have been episodes, some are future episodes. You've been watching a lot of cool new stuff for the month of October.
I've been trying to watch newer movies, horror movies that I haven't seen yet.
Any really stand out?
Most of them have been not super good.
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of the, like, some of the ones that I thought I would really like I've already seen, obviously.
You watched The Lighthouse yet?
I haven't watched The Lighthouse yet. Okay. That's on the list.
It's a good one.
The best one of what I've watched is... One Cut of the Dead.
Oh, the zombie movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really interesting take on it. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's fun. That came out the same time as Train to Busan, so I was like, oh, I think it's South Korean too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of South Korean zombie movies came out the same time.
It's a zombie movie.
But all really good.
Mm-hmm. While zombies attack.
Oh, like they use... an excuse to film a zombie movie?
No, well...
They're filming, and then zombies show up.
Okay.
So, like, the main character... It is funny, because, like, the main character, one of the heroes, is dressed like a zombie. So he'll, like, show up, and it'll be, like, a fake scare, because he looks like a zombie, but he's not.
Okay.
It's got that kind of Shaun of the Dead feel to it a little bit. Horror zombie movie comedy.
The beginning's a little rough,
mm-hmm.
but... It's a setup for a really good payoff at the end.
Yeah. Nice.
You guys see...
Sorry, Charlie. Copa Banana.